Book 7, Canto 3, Section 3. Here was a quiet country of fixed mind. Here life no more was all, nor passion's voice. The cry of sins had sunk into a hush. Soul was not there, nor spirit, but mind alone. Mind claimed to be the spirit and the soul. The spirit saw itself as form of mind, lost itself in the glory of the thought, a light that made invisible the sun. Into a firm and settled space she came, where all was still and all things kept their place. Each found what it had sought and knew its aim. All had a final last stability. There one stood forth who bore authority on an important brow and held a rod. Command was incarnate in his gesture and tone. Tradition's petrified wisdom carved his speech. His sentences savored the oracle. Traveler or pilgrim of the inner world, fortunate art thou to reach our brilliant air, flaming with thought's supreme finality. O aspirant to the perfect way of life, here find it, rest from search and live at peace. Ours is the home of cosmic certainty. Here is the truth. God's harmony is here. Register thy name in the book of the elite, admitted by the sanction of the few. Adopt thy station of knowledge, thy post in mind, thy ticket of order draw in life's bureau, and praise thy fate that made thee one of ours. All here docketed and tied the mind can know, all schemed by law that God permits to life. This is the end, and there is no beyond. Here is the safety of the ultimate wall. Here is the clarity of the sword of light. Here is the victory of a single truth. Here burns the diamond of flawless bliss. A favorite of heaven and nature live. But to the too satisfied and confident sage, Savitri replied, casting into his world sight's deep release, the heart's questioning inner voice. For here the heart spoke not, only clear daylight of intellect reigned here, limiting, cold, precise. Happy are they who in this chaos of things, this coming and going of the feet of time, can find the single truth, the eternal law. Untouched they live by hope and doubt and fear. Happy are men anchored on fixed belief in this uncertain and ambiguous world, or who have planted in the heart's rich soil one small grain of spiritual certitude. Happiest who stand on faith as on a rock. But I must pass, leaving the ended search, truth's rounded outcome firm, immutable, and this harmonic building of world fact, this ordered knowledge of apparent things. Here I can stay not, for I seek my soul. None answered in that bright, contented world, or only turned on their accustomed way, astonished to hear questioning in that air, or thoughts that could still turn to the beyond. But some murmured, passers-by from some kindred spheres, each by his credo judged the thought she spoke. Who then is this who knows not that the soul is a least gland or a secretion's fault, disquieting the sane government of the mind, disordering the function of the brain, or a yearning lodged in nature's mortal house, or dream whispered in man's cave of hollow thought, would prolong his brief unhappy term or cling to living in a sea of death? But others, nay, it is her spirit she seeks, a splendid shadow of the name of God, a formless luster from the ideal's realm. The spirit is the Holy Ghost of mind, but none has touched its limbs or seen its face. Each soul is the great Father's crucified son. Mind is that soul's one parent, its conscious cause, the ground on which trembles a brief passing light. Mind, sole creator of the apparent world. All that is here is part of our own self. our minds have made the world in which we live. Another, with mystic and unsatisfied eyes, who loved his slain belief and mourned its death? Is there one left who seeks for a beyond? Can still the path be found? Opened the gate?